Now, to politics. For months now, polls have shown Senator Barack Obama attracting more than 80% of the African-American vote in Indiana and North Carolina. Those states both hold primaries next Tuesday. NPR's Adam Hochberg went to Durham, North Carolina, to find out if the latest controversy over Senator Obama's pastor, Jeremiah Wright, has affected that support, and he found little indication of any change.
One place where you can sense Barack Obama's popularity in Durham is a place called The Know, an African-American bookstore and restaurant that sells the works of black authors on one side and serves barbecue sandwiches and bean pie on the other. Like all the people who stopped in for lunch today, teacher Sylvia Davis is an Obama supporter, and she dismisses the Wright controversy as a divisive effort by the senator's opponents to bring him down.
Dr. Wright has every right to have his opinion. He's a prophet. He has a message for us today. Now, on the other hand, I am in love with Barack Obama. They're both doing what they both should be doing at this point in time.
Davis was one of several people at The Know who are familiar with Reverend Wright's books. The store usually stocks them, though they're sold out now. David Reeves says he's read some of them, but he was surprised by the pastor's recent comments.
Through his books, I thought he was a remarkable person with the things that he did, you know, building the church there in Chicago. But I don't know how he got caught up in what he's got caught up in now. I'm surprised to hear that he really talked against a lot of things that Obama stood for.
Reeves says Obama's association with Wright probably will cost him support among white voters, and he says there's a good bit of worry in the black community about how it affects Obama's chances of becoming president.
This way, come this way, strut in front.
Some Obama supporters in North Carolina already have cast their votes for him. Early voting stations have been open for 2 weeks, and today in Durham, a steady stream of people came to vote on the campus of a historically black college, passing a line of campaign volunteers outside, trying to win their support in local races.
I'm Joe Bout, county commission candidate.
You know about Hampton Dellinger? He's from right here in Durham for lieutenant governor.
After Clem Gallup cast his vote for Obama, he said he was glad to see the senator disavow the reverend yesterday.
I don't think he distanced himself from him as a person, but from his ideas so that people are not confused. You know, I've heard several sermons in different churches, and I can respect that person's opinion, but I have my own opinions and beliefs.
And Obama supporter Charlene Lee blamed Hillary Clinton's campaign and the media for the controversy. And she alleges they're doing it because Obama and Wright are African American.
You know, we're trying not to throw race into this election, but it's there. It's just like a big elephant there. It's always there. And yes, I do think that a lot of people who are continually harping on this Wright-Obama thing, those are the ones I think are trying to interject race into the election.
Lee says she and a lot of African Americans disagree with Wright's beliefs. But she says she goes to church not to follow the words of a person, but to follow the word of God. And as an Obama supporter, she suspects the senator feels the same way. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.